Carla Eisenberg, Program Director at For the Love of Alex.
Can you tell me a little bit about the For Love of Alex?
Yes, we are a national 501c3 nonprofit. We help fund veterinarian care for low-income families who cannot afford expensive and urgent life-saving veterinarian care for their beloved pets.
Yeah, how important is it for someone to get extra resources and help for a member of their family?
Yes. So for the love of Alex, we try and help those that are in need most. Like I said, it's the low income families. We help our senior citizens, people with disabilities, and then, general families that are just having a hard time coming up with, $2,000, $3,000 for a emergency surgery for their beloved family member.
What is some of the feedback you've gotten?
Gratitude, absolutely. These people are desperate. This is one of the hardest times in their lives where, they're sitting at an emergency veterinarian clinic, say their dog has been hit by a car or their cat has a urinary blockage, and they need help immediately. And, they reach out to other organizations for help. But we are kind of unique in the way that we don't just give a $200 or $500 voucher. We cover the entire cost of the medical care for that pet. And that's how we are a little bit different to most of the other charities that, that help with funding, but can't fund 100% like we do.
What do pets mean to you?
Well, as you can see, I have our mascot here, Alex. He helps us fundraise to help pets in need. This is actually Alex Jr. Our founder, Elizabeth Hedges' cat, Alex, passed away, unfortunately, in May of 2022. So we were looking on the internet. We saw this guy who looked just like our beloved Alex, which you can see the memorial on the wall there. And we gave this guy an opportunity to be a mascot and for animal welfare. So for pets, to me, I've always had animals. From a little kid, I had cats and rabbits and guinea pigs. Then I got involved in horses, to my parents' shock that it was going to be an expensive hobby from there on. So currently I have 5 cats, a dog, 2 horses, some chickens, and some ducks. And I absolutely love animals. And this opportunity to help other people and their pets has been a godsend. It is such a wonderful charity and wonderful work that we do to help people, because we know so important pets are on their owners' lives.
Yeah, how does a pet just help someone's confidence level?
Well, there's been studies shown that pets help their owners' overall mental and physical well-being, especially the senior citizens who perhaps, don't get out very often. They're kind of confined to their home. Their pet is their constant companion. It helps with their daily routine. They get up, they have to let the dog out to go to the bathroom or feed their cat, clean the litter boxes. It gives elderly people and, anyone that owns a pet a sense of purpose. And companionship and just to have a social connection with someone other than, sitting at home all alone with the TV on.
I know for me, I work at home and I have 2 dogs and 2 cats, and it would be very lonely without them. So they are like you're the best friends as well.
They are best friends. And like I said, they have so many other health benefits for the people that care for them. Owning a pet has shown to reduce stress level, anxiety. It kind of gives you that feel-good hormones that, it brightens a person's day. And so we value how important a pet is to these people, you know, and for them to have to euthanize their pet or surrender them to a shelter because they just can't afford a veterinarian expense, it's tragic and it should never happen. No one should ever have to be forced to say goodbye to their beloved pet because of financial circumstances.
How does it feel for you to be helping people?
It's the best. I can't lie. It's a wonderful feeling. Excuse me. I get very emotional because I love what I do. These people are so grateful, and without us, you know, their pet would not be with them today. And we receive many cards and thank yous and videos from the pet owners, even years later, saying, you know, you helped Fluffy 4 years ago and she's still here with us and she's living her best life. And that's just an amazing feeling.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
Like I said, I have a lot of animals. My husband, we have about 3 acre farm. So I'm always outside, you know, taking care of the animals, fixing fence, cutting grass. But for fun, I like to go hiking and camping, and occasionally play golf.
Where do you want to see your mission, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
We want to grow. Last year we helped 65 pets and their families. The year before it was 56. The year before that, 41. So each year we want to continue to help more and more pets. Of course, that takes money, which we are 100% donor funded. So kind and generous animal lovers throughout the world actually send their $5, $10 donations every week. We feature a pet every week. The pet that's in need most, and every week we try and help at least one more pet. You know, our motto is saving one pet at a time.
How can people reach out and help?
Yeah, you can go to our website, www.fortheloveofalex.org. Also, we're on all the social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. We have what's the pets in need most featured, and then we also have a few pets, some cats. We've helped feed 4 cats with their prescription food, because if you've ever had a cat with a urinary blockage or kidney stones or kidney disease, you know, they need a prescription food, and that can cost $60 to $100 a month. And you know, like I said, these low income families cannot afford that kind of expense. But something as simple as this food maintains their pet's health and prolong their good quality of life. So we also have those on our website. And there's different ways you can donate. Yes, we love cash and we love credit cards and checks. But also we have a donate an old vehicle. You know, you can donate a vehicle. All you need is a clean title. And we have an organization that will come and pick up your old vehicle for you and auction it off. And the proceeds from that sale is donated back to helping pets in need. Of course, we accept cryptocurrency. We have another app that is called Wolf Track, where just going and taking your dog for a walk, or you don't even have to need a pet to go for a walk. Every step you take earns points for the charity. And also, we have a shop app. It's called Shop Raise. So your day-to-day purchases, if you shop through this app, a percentage of your purchases is also donated at no cost to you. So there's multiple ways to donate, and there's other ways to help as well. You can help for free. Doesn't cost a penny. Just follow us on our social media, like and comment on our posts. Tell your family and friends about us and what we do. Every new contact is a potential donor, and you, and that's how we need to grow to eventually we can help thousands of pets a year.